Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Tres Leches.
Oh, yeah, where we interview the coolest people. And today we got the coolest of them all, man.
Okay, I'm gonna formally introduce our guest for today.
Kunwari hosting, Rika. Kunwari
okay. Hosting. Hello, Metro Manila. Are you guys excited?
Yes. We are.
We have here our very special guest, officially the third secret member of the Halo Halo Show, and the official true host of the 80%. We have Brad Fitz.
Brad Fitz. Hi, Brad Fitz. What's
Hello.
Up? Brad Fitz, we have been waiting for a long
and
time.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm actually a little bit starstruck kasi syempre, di ba? I'm a Leche fan.
Grabe, kami din. Kami din. We're fans.
For those of you who don't know, Brad Fitz, of course, he's our finance guy. He knows everything about money. He's ano pa Brad Fitz. Brad Fitz, why don't you just introduce yourself, Brad Fitz, for our Leche fan. I'm sure they know you, but for the new Leche fans, go ahead.
Yeah, so kamusta kayo mga Leche fans? I'm Fitz Villafuerte. So it's FITZ. A lot of people mistake me na Fritz ang tawag. Pag Fritz ang tawag niyo sa akin, hindi ko kayo papansinin. But I'm a registered financial planner. So that's my official title or profession, which is basically like a doctor. Kapag may sakit yung katawan mo, you visit a doctor for a consultation. So in my case, if ang may sakit sa'yo is yung bulsa mo, if your wallet is not feeling well, then you talk to me, you consult with me, and I will help you create a financial plan. So that's basically my profession. But of course, I am also, I would say, a content creator because I have a blog, I have a YouTube channel, and of course, I have a podcast. So when I'm not in front of the camera or in front of my computer, I actually have several businesses that I run. So I'm also an entrepreneur. So that's basically me.
Nice. You forgot to say TikTok.
Oo nga. TikTokerist. Oh my God. TikTokerist.
Ang dami mong, how many followers do you have now sa TikTok as of this recording?
I think around 75,000.
Damn! Wow.
75,000.
So, Brad Fitz, just a question. How long have you been doing this? Like your official job title, what you do?
I earned my title as a registered financial planner back in 2012. So that's almost a decade. But I've been writing about personal finance since 2007. So that's 14 years?
Wow. Yeah. And you started on a blog, a blog?
Yes, yes. The blog is entitled Ready to Be Rich, but it's at fitzvillafuerte.com. So, kaya importante na alam nila yung spelling ng pangalan ko because that's my URL, fitzvillafuerte.com. And the blog actually just started as my way of sharing my stories on how I was able to manage my finances and all that stuff. And then, I guess the story is when people started reading my blog, they started messaging me asking for financial advice and all of those things. And ako, naisip ko, I'm giving financial advice but I don't have the qualification. Baka mamaya ma-call out ako na sino ka ba? So that's when I sought yung certification of being a registered financial planner. And also that gave me reason to ask for consultation fees when people ask me about financial advice.
Right,
so,
smart.
I officially started the profession 2012.
Nice. But Brad Fitz, okay, so like as a like your life before being like an actual registered financial advisor, what were you like, you know, starting out in your first job or even before your first job? Like, how was it, you know, financially?
From fresh grad.
Parang ganun. Sabi natin fresh grad. Because let's say our listeners are probably in that range. So can you like shed light on how you are as a, I guess, a consumer, a spender, a money person before?
Nako, actually, magastos ako. Magastos ako. And I'm actually an engineering graduate. I'm a civil engineer. And back in college, ang naging advantage ko lang is mahilig akong rumakit. So I was a student assistant nung college. Tapos I do all this racket for some of my friends because magastos din ako. So when I graduated college and started working in the corporate world, that's when I enjoyed having a lot of credit cards. So, magastos talaga ako. Alam mo yun yung the feeling of being financially independent. So, I don't have to ask for allowance anymore and all that stuff. And of course, as an engineer, I was able to get a good job in a big company. So, my salary was a bit high. Hindi kasing taas ng 37,000, but it was relatively higher than
right now.
Yeah, that's right. But pag nagkaroon ka ng trabaho, I don't know, all these banks, they send you mga pre-approved credit cards. Mm. And for me, I treated it as, I can shop again and all of that. It actually came to a point na I had around 200,000 pesos na credit card debt.
Ooh.
And I reached the point when the credit card collectors were already calling my family, my office mates, etc. And the tipping point was when one of the credit card collectors called my mom, and yung credit card collector sinabihan niya na parang, bakit ka nagpapalaki ng anak na irresponsible, etc. So, when
went the personal route. Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Ganun pala
not
yun.
Anymore, but yeah.
Okay.
So, I think the Credit Card Association of the Philippines are already telling credit card collectors that they can't do that anymore.
No. But parang nakaka-pressure
during that time,
naman.
It was acceptable.
Parang what if like they go really personal? Yung pumunta sila ng bahay mo, bakit blue yung couch mo, eh pink yung walls mo? Bakit ang pangit ka mga status mo? Sobrang personal.
They actually do that sometimes. They pretend that they're like police officers, and they go to your house asking for you, saying that you already have a case because you're not paying your credit card. So those are the types of harassment that these credit card collecting agents do before. At that point when I saw my mom like crying and asking me what did I do, parang nahimasmasan ako. Okay. That's what I felt, no? I needed to do something for this about this. So that's when I started actually learning how do I save money, how do I minimize my expenses, etc. And that's when I realized how important money management is, or personal finance. And one of the things that people also ask me is how I was able to get out of the corporate world and into this profession, being an entrepreneur. And I tell them that one of the things that really helped me was when I really learned how to manage my finances, because each transition na from being an employee to being a freelancer, that's the first thing that I did when I resigned. And then from being an entrepreneur, smart money management has been a part of that journey. And when I tell people na, bakit ka nag-resign sa corporate world? You were earning a lot. But I tell them, I think I was not cut out for the corporate world. Kasi almost every month, meron akong memo na late. Kasi I'm not really a morning person.
And I, whoop!
Yeah.
Oh my.
Sabi ko nga eh, parang all my 5 years in college, I really intentionally got the 10 a.m. class as my first class because I can't really wake up early.
I'd have to say the same.
Yeah, I told myself,
I feel although, the same.
Early, 10 a.m.? That's so early.
Early na yun sa'yo.
Early pa rin yun.
Early.
No, but like, okay, so yeah. Which means sabi ko, Rodfitz, like yeah. In college, to get into the industry that you are in right now, it can be your educational background can be anything.
Say engineer, so but you went into
yes,
now
yes.
You're financial.
As long, yeah. Being a registered financial planner, you only need to be a graduate of a college graduate. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really need to be any particular course. And then you have 2 years of accreditation. So I have fellow RFP who are public ad graduates. Some of them are MASCOM. So very different yung mga courses na tinik namin.
The question, okay. I guess, Brad Fitz, is do you have to be good at math to do it?
Ah, no.
Actually, it's okay. We can handle it. No, you can't do it, Rica. You can't do it, JC. You can't
we
do
have
it.
Calculators
no, you don't
now.
Have to be good at math. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the reason why the calculator was invented. So that's actually a common misconception. You have to be intelligent or you have to be good at math to be able to manage your money well, but that's not really true. A lot of the tools that we need, ano na eh, it's available as an app or as an Excel file. There are a lot of websites where you can download budgeting Excel templates that can really help you with your finances. And that's also the reason why I entitled my podcast The 80%, because I wanted to focus on the behavior and the mindset of a person to be able to be financially successful. A lot of the people I've met, they think that to be rich, to be wealthy, you need to be good at numbers and all of that. But I tell them that a lot of financial success really depends on how you set up your systems or your behavior or your mindset or your attitude about money, because that's really your financial discipline is what's your financial discipline is what will really help you create your wealth, not what you know about
right.
investing and all of that.
Sige, before getting into your podcast and what you talk about in the podcast, I just have a question, because back in college, I went to a school that's far from my house. So I lived in a dorm and I saw two types of money management when it comes to, yun nga, parang young-ish professionals. Back in college, which was mayroong iba sa amin na binibigyan every week ng baon, which is the baon, right? You get either every day or every week. And then I also talked to some people who were given chunks, like per month binibigyan sila ng 10k, and then ikaw na bahala ubusin mo yun, instead of like kunwari ako halos every day ako binibigyan, and then pag ubus na I just ask for more. What would you say, or what's your opinion on that? What's better for, like, I don't know, para mas matuto ka in the future? Is the other one better or the first one?
I was also a dormer back in college. At ako yung the second one, yung monthly lang ako binibigyan.
Right.
However, kasi I stayed in a dorm na may concessionaire, so may pagkain kami. And technically, I don't really need allowance because mabubuhay ako nang wala, kahit wala akong baon. But my mom gave me a monthly allowance that I had to budget. And I have friends na weekly naman pinapadalhan ng pera. I think it doesn't matter which one you have or which type of arrangement you have, as long as you are able to really budget your money in a sense, you know what your priorities are. So of course, in my case, yung monthly ko, I always save, I always set aside a portion of it para sa sine kasi I like watching movies. Mm. And then whenever I need to buy something na want lang, yes. Doon pumapasok yung pagraracket ko nung college. So what I've learned is if I wanted to buy something for myself, I would need to find a way to earn that money. So it's always a constant question in my head na how can I afford this? So I guess that's one of the things that really helped me improve my finances. So I say that personal finance is personal. So whatever works for you, that's what you do. I think it's always better to have that mindset na just because one person is successful at doing this, I should just copy what they're doing. So I learned that it doesn't really work that way. No, you have to find what's good for you, what works for you.
Super nakarelate ako kasi Miss Raketera din ako back in college. As in, which is also good because it led me to more job opportunities in the future when I got out of college. Pero in college, like super Miss Raketera, as in like tagabuhat ng props. And then because naging ganun ako, parang I thought, oh, but you know, they can pay makeup artists. So inisip ko maging makeup artist. That's actually how I got my first big quote-unquote racket payout in college. And actually, I'm quite proud of it. I must say, Brad Fitz, feeling ko nagpa-flex na ako kasi ikaw nandito. Pero yung money ko na yon is still in my bank account. Hindi ko pa ginagalaw yung chunk ng money na yon. I think it's also because I don't know, maybe it's like also symbolic or medyo sentimental for me na hindi ko yun ginalaw.
It's like hanging the dollar, di ba? Some people own their first dollar, they frame it tapos hinahang sa likod ng cash register.
Parang feeling ko it's such a good reminder na I can actually like earn money kahit ano, kaya mo yan.
Brad Pitt, speaking of racket, that's right. Our very first mix way back 2018, we talked about yung mga racket na ex-deal, doing a job in hopes of a better opportunity or maybe getting paid work in the future. As a registered financial planner and someone who's been a racket guy your whole life, what are your thoughts on ex-deals and working for shout-outs for free sometimes?
Yeah. Pagdating sa mga ex-deals, I think the important thing to remember is sulit ba siya? I know some people na they work on X deals because it gives them an opportunity to expand their network, to connect with someone that they would eventually want to work with. So it really depends on who are you dealing with. But of course, some people, alam mo yon, they already have a good portfolio of work. They don't really need to do some branding or they don't really need that type of exposure anymore, then you should really be able to price your service. So kung nagsisimula ka pa lang and you're still trying to build your portfolio, you don't accept X deals na kung sino man yung first mag-offer sa'yo. You can accept X deals if you believe that this person, doing work for this person, would open some opportunities for you. So, pipiliin mo rin kung kanino ka makipag-X deal. But after one or two X deals and you already have that portfolio future clients, I think pat hindi ka na rin tumatanggap ng X deal, you have to start pricing your service because that's something that you should be proud of, di ba? Mm-hmm. The value of your work. So that's my thought on that.
Okay, so bali,
so minsan ba okay lang talaga yung charge to experience? Alam mo yung parang feeling mo, sometimes you take X deals and you feel like you did more than what you got. Kasi X deals, essentially, di ba, exchange siya. Dapat equal kayo. Pero minsan kasi parang napapasobra, ganun. Sometimes sinasabi ko na lang charge it to experience. Or is there like, I don't know, do you have any advice on that na parang red flags? Do you have red flags
whenever
that you really look out for?
Well, whenever I do X deals, I always tell myself na I should give my best dito sa trabaho na to. Kasi when it comes to the value or yung na-exchange, always that's always relative eh. Kasi pwedeng yung pinadala nila sa'yo, feeling nila talaga this is very valuable. And then pagdating sa'yo, parang ah, okay lang, hindi naman sa ganun ka-useful sa akin. So it's always best to come from a place na I'll always give my best dito sa trabaho na to, even if it's just an X deal. But again, the question is, kung tatanggapin ko to, how will this really help me? So if it's just ano, a simple X deal that you're not sure how this will really help your business or your career, then I would say just decline. But for example, there's this brand who is asking me for an X deal arrangement, but I know when I accept, I'll be able to talk to the product manager of this particular company. Then I would accept the X deal, but I will make sure that I get introduced and I can set a meeting with that product manager so that I can set myself up for a future project na yun yung mababayaran. So that's the thing that I always ask, no? Before I accept, I would like try to see paano yung ano ko progression dito. Is this something that will give me value or
help you grow?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, Broadfit, I can relate on that note regarding like over time you learn how to find value in whatever you were taking, whatever jobs you were taking. Because lately I have been just for you know full transparency, I've been emailed by companies asking me to post for let's say on Instagram, like a sponsored post. But then I haven't really been posting on Instagram. And, you know, back in the day, I remember if somebody offered me like, JC, do you want to post here? I will give you this. I'll be like, yes, let's go do it. I'll take it. But then now I think about it and I've turned down several na because I feel like it's not really, I feel like it would make me look inauthentic in a way, which I think would also kind of hurt.
Off-brand na.
Off-brand na. So I was like, that. I think what you said really makes a lot of sense. And I think over time, you really kind of learn the difference between finding something that will really, even if let's say it's not monetary, you'll find value in doing other things na lang, no? Something like that, which is like
actually,
pera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me na if someone is asking you for an X deal and they're saying na this will be good for exposure, ang counter offer mo doon is, instead of promising me na I'll get exposure, can you at least give me 5 contacts that you'll introduce me to so that I can offer
my services?
Oh my gosh,
that is such a nice idea. I've never thought
of that. I never thought about that either.
Okay. We learn something every day. Ayun. Thank you, Broadfit. Let me just write it down.
Yeah.
But on the other side, like let's say ikaw naman, you have a brand, or let's say you have a product and you want your product out there. Is it sulit pa ba yun na to get, you know, all these micro influencers to get your name out there, but you'd have to shell out a lot of money. Sulit pa win or like just go to like a big endorser?
I guess it depends on your marketing strategy. In my case, it will really help if the micro influencer that you'll approach is already a user or a user of your product because the engagement will be easier to arrange. So I've seen some brands approach influencer. They're just after the doing, but they did not really think it through if it is within on-brand with the micro-influencer. So very important to see how your product fits dun sa branding nung nilalapitan mo. And I think there's still value in that. No?
Yeah. There was a little bit of an internet hiccup, but just to reiterate what Broadfit said, you said that sometimes brands approach micro influencers that are not really on brand with what they're trying to promote, and it's not as successful. Which is something that Rika and I have seen, in real life, because Rika and I, we've been invited to events, And actually, full disclosure, sometimes I've been invited to events na feel ko, bakit ako nandito? Why did they invite me here? Why are they paying me to be here? And ako naman, I took the money. I'll be here. Let's go. Let's party. Yep. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to me, Broadfits, that there is something that Rika and I, we just talked about it maybe a few years ago. Appearance fee. I mean,
have you ever been paid for an appearance
to appear somewhere, Broadfits? I'm sure you have, but probably it's on brand.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, usually launches of financial products, these advertising agencies or PR companies, yeah, they pay me to appear. And then, of course, one of the things that I usually just need to do is just post an IG story or an FB story. And that's it. No other deliverable. So, I'm glad to.
How do you price that though? Like, because I mean, like, okay, the only reason why I know what the price I give right now is because somebody asked me before, na parang, this is what we're willing to give you if you appear in our event one time and then that was it. But I, alam mo yung parang, kunwari, before, sinabihan ako nung client na, o sige, we'll give you, kunwari, 7K to appear. Tapos ever since noon, yun na yung price ko to appear in other events when people ask me if how much is your appearance fee. Because for me, hindi ko alam ko, ano bang, parang medyo may pagkaunting, benta ng laman vibe yung vibe. Gets mo? I don't know. Because I don't know, TBH, like,
look at my dog in the background.
Look at your dog. Oh, my God.
Snoopy, what are you doing?
Hey, Snoopy. This isn't that kind of show, you know? Oh, gosh. Anyway. Yeah. So,
when it comes
for me,
to,
ganun.
When it comes to doing this stuff like social media and a digital influencer, it's really hard to put a price on your service. So if you know someone who does the same thing, you can, of course, share your rates. But at the end of the day, the question is, how much would you be willing to have to do that? So it all comes back to how much do you value your time? So of course, you have to consider magkano ba yung magagastos ko dito. But on the other hand, if I don't accept this, what else would I be doing with my time? And if so, how much would I be making money from that? So for example, I don't have any appointments today. And if it were just me today, I'll probably be working on my business, doing something to make money. And I'd probably earn around 2,000-3,000 pesos from that. So if someone invites me today to appear, of course, I would probably consider that also. Instead of me working on my business, I'll be going there. So I have a lost opportunity, an opportunity cost for that. So I add that money, that amount on top of the expenses that I would incur in going to that event. So that's a good starting point. Yeah,
I've definitely considered that before. Yung parang, wala naman akong gagawin today. I mean, even if it's like a really low fee, at least they're paying me to do something.
Right.
Kesa naka wala lang, nagko-computer lang ako sa bahay, or TikTok or something.
Yeah. And actually, Broadfits, everything that you know, we always talk about you on the podcast, because whenever we talk about money, said, shit, we need Broadfits here. And well, we'd mentioned your TikTok earlier, it was 70,000+ followers. And you started off with a series na Pera Tips. So in terms of Pera Tips, it really grew because it seems like a lot of people, especially the Pinoy population here on TikTok, they really took to that. I think in terms of learning about finances and whatever, what do you think we need to do to improve our financial literacy? For let's say the younger people, because it's mostly young people, diba? Busin nga, busin on TikTok, ma busin. And I feel like I see the comments on TikTok mo. People are asking you questions, and for me, when I see most of your Pera Tips, I feel like I know most of these, or I've read some of these, I've learned these. But there are people who don't know these tips. So what are your thoughts on the financial education here in the Philippines, lalo na for the young kids?
Yeah, I believe that financial education or financial literacy should be part of the curriculum. I think that's really the thing that will really change yung mindset. Especially in senior high school, I would say. And the thing is, of course, we are all taught that it's good to save, but kulang pa rin siya, especially pagdating sa adulting, di ba? We're not taught how to file our taxes. We're not taught how to price our services if ever we go.
Tell me about it.
Di ba?
Rika actually does her own taxes. Broadfits. Did you know that?
No, wow. Actually, okay. So Broadfits, okay. So the past 2 years, that's what I've been doing. But this year, because of the whole lockdown, I actually decided to hire somebody. Like an accountant.
Nag-give up ka na.
Hindi naman siya nag-give up. Actually, parang naisip ko, you know what? It's been so hard kasi to keep up with everything.
Tapos alam mo yung
the new rules, and then I'd have to go to the office, and I don't want to be exposing myself like that. And I know that, you know, hiring an accountant, they have their own contacts, although you have to pay more. They could run it for you or whatever. They have the office people for that. So naisip ko, you know what, maybe this year. But I'm still continuing, you know, like reading up on it, watching YouTube videos. But definitely, I learned a lot from the past 2 years. I think it was a big eye-opener. Because, you know, I made friends in the RDO. As in, like, as in.
Exactly.
As in, tumambay ako doon. Kilala ko na yung guard. Alam ko na kung informed ako kunin. But it's definitely still so hard. But I totally agree with you na parang sana nung high school, no, they taught us something in that world kahit onti lang.
But ikaw, Brad Fitz, you're
ako, ang kaibigan ko sa... ang kaibigan ko sa RDO namin, yung taga Xerox ng mga force.
Ay, kailangan ng friend! Tsaka alam ko na kasi yung si, alam mo ba, Broadfits, may nalaman pa ako when it comes to the photocopying. Apparently, there's like a shade of gray or ink that they use na hindi na-photocopy ng some certain photocopiers. So, kailangan mo pumunta dun sa big printing services so that it can like fully photocopy. Yung mga ganun. Yung mga ganun
malamit. Kailangan powdered Xerox.
Exactly. So it was definitely an eye opener. I kind of recommend people doing that.
Do you do your own taxes? Like, are you up to date with all the new regulations and rules, or do you have a guy or girl for that? Nah, send it to the guy.
I already have an accountant. Yes, I used to do that also myself, especially when I put up my first business. I really wanted to learn how everything is done, so that when I delegate this, hindi ako maluloko nung accountant or nung bookkeeper. So I'm not up to date anymore of how everything is because I have an accountant who does that for me already.
Pwede ba online na naman lahat ngayon?
Yes. Yeah. There are already apps, I guess, and platforms where you can pay online. And I think a lot of the banks also already offer that in their online payments. But the question is, how do you know how much you need to pay? So that's something that you have to learn. But that's something that my bookkeeper and my accountant already does for me.
Nice.
Brad Fitz, I have a question. Since you brought up the online thing, because okay, my parents, who are in another generation, I guess, part of another generation, they're really not into the online banking thing. They still want physical copies and they want to be physically there.
Passbook.
It's passbook, or like even inputting their credit cards. Like, let's say as safe as PayPal, hindi nila tinatrust. Like, how do I convince them to do that?
The problem is the same with my dad na he didn't siya nagtrust online. But I guess you can't really force them. What you can do is show them how it's working well for you. So during the pandemic, one of the things na talagang nakatulong is yung paying ng bills. And since hindi sila makalabas dahil senior citizen sila, I told them na, so what's your option? Hindi kayo makalabas. So you really now need to try online banking. And tinuruan ko sila, now my dad knows how to pay their bills online. Unfortunately, natutunan din niya kung paano bumili sa Lazada. So ngayon, nag-online shopping na rin siya. So I guess you can't really force them, but you can show them how it's working well for you. I guess that's the key there. You can tell them na, oh, okay ako. I've already paid all my bills just by sitting here at home. So they'll realize the value of that.
Okay.
May tips ka ba with the whole online shopping thing? Like, should I just uninstall all of these apps?
Is adding to cart bad? Add to cart lang. Just add to cart.
Nandun lang siya. Nakapark lang siya.
Nakatambay lang sa cart.
Or should I just like, you know, uninstall completely?
The question is, why are you shopping online? So are you doing that because you're bored? Are you doing that because, I don't know, you're feeling down? You're just trying to pass time? Because if that's the case, then I would say just uninstall the app and find something else to do. However, if you're doing that because you're trying to see what are the things that you might need and you're considering some of the stuff na, oh, mukhang okay to. I think this will be useful for me. Then I would say, okay lang mag-add to cart. Kasi that will definitely give you time to really marinate on the need, no? And then just wait for the next online sale so that you can check out at a discount. So it all boils down to your intention. Why are you browsing these apps? And then gusto ko yung ginagawa mo, Rica, na you don't connect your credit card dun sa app. I also find that very useful kasi it really prevents you from buying something on impulse. Kasi ako, ganun din ako. Hindi rin siya nakakonect. Aside from the parang, avoiding yung buying things on impulse, of course, that's also part of your financial security kasi you're not in control of the database and the websites of these apps. So, a lot of these platforms are really more focused on the e-commerce. I don't know how serious are they when it comes to the financial security or information that you give them. So for me, it's always better to just disconnect your credit card, no? Yes. Or just load on those accounts.
Vindication! So from all the judgment that I receive. Yeah. Actually, even like the yung mga delivery people, they even tell me na parang, ma'am, bayaran nyo na lang diretso, wag na kayo mag cash on delivery. And I'm like, kasi I want to physically see my money leave my wallet so that it, exactly, you know, parang may ma-imprint sa utak ko na gumagastos ka, Rica. This isn't supposed to be like that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's always the case.
I agree. Go ahead. I wanted to go back, Brad, because you know we're asking you all these questions, and Rica and I'd like to say we have a solid foundation naman when it comes to maybe let's say budgeting or spending money. But what is the most common like question or problem that people come to you for? Because you said you're like a doctor, diba, but for money. So what is the most common quote unquote sickness that people approach you and say, Brad Fitz, help me out, help us out? What kind of problems do they normally run into?
Well, the most common question that they ask me is, how do I save? They can't save money daw. And then the second question that they usually ask me is, how do I pay off my debts? No? So baon sa utang. And then the third one is, where should I invest? Ano ba yung best investment? And doon sa tatlong question na yon, ang lagi kong sagot is, you are focusing too much on the numbers. Kasi yung solution doon sa problem mo is, ikaw rin yung makakasagot. You have to ask yourself, ano ba yung financial habits ko? Kasi that's really what will help you save money, pay off your debts, and choosing and discovering the best investment for you. I always tell people that personal finance is personal, meaning there are a lot of tools out there and there are a lot of strategies, but you have to find one that works for you. So, paano ako makakapag-save? the most common advice is to pay yourself first. I mean, income minus savings is equal to expenses. And that works well for a lot of people. But I've met people na hindi nila kaya yon. Some freelancers, ano sila, ganun, nahirapan sila mag-pay yourself first kasi hindi naman regular income nila, unlike employees, no? So I tell them, then why not just try another strategy that you think that you can do? One of the things that I tell people is, why not try saving 1 peso every day? So sabi na, 1 peso every day, bakit? Kasi if you save 1 peso every day, it's so little na hindi ka mahirapan, di ba? Piso lang. But the act of saving money or saving 1 peso every day, it becomes a habit. Sabi nga nila, it takes around 66 days to create a habit. Yun yung average. So by the second or third month, it's already a habit. Now, the challenge is, instead of saving 1 peso, why not make it 2 pesos? Why not make it 5 pesos? So dun ka magsiscale up. And then before you know it, ang laki na nun nasisave mo. I have a friend who did that. Eventually, gumraduate siya sa everyday, and ginawa niya every week. Every week, naglalagay siya ng around 500 pesos. So that's already a habit for him after doing it for around 3 months. So nung nag-change siya to weekly habit, nahihirapan siya na i-resist yung naglalagay pa rin daw siya ng piso. Pero every Sunday, 500 pesos nilalagay niya. So that worked for him. So there are a lot of strategies. Ako, in my case, when I was working, what worked for me was yung paying myself first. Yung pagdating ng sweldo, I immediately take away 10% of it, put it in a savings account. So that worked for me. So personal finance is personal. So find what works for you. Another common question is yun nga, how do I pay off my credit card debts? I ask them, magkano ba talaga yung utang mo? And then they just tell me, hindi ko alam eh. So alam mo yun, you have to first know. I've met people na pagdating ng credit card bill, they immediately throw it in the trash. So they don't even open the bill anymore.
What do you mean? Like they have so much money that they can just pay it?
Yeah, you can't.
No. They are afraid to open it. They don't want to see it.
They don't pay. Yeah, they don't want to see it.
That's so bad.
So
oh,
I tell them, how can you pay something that you don't know?
Right, right.
So you have to really open it. So you really have to focus on the financial discipline, being self-aware of your financial habits. Kasi yun talaga yung tutulong sa'yo to improve your finances. Mm. It's nice to learn and read about itong mga specific strategies na to. But you really have to start with your habits and your mindset if you want to be able to successfully implement these strategies.
Got it. Yeah, I really like how you said personal finance. Yun nga is very personal. So you really have to analyze it from an individual standpoint, which I assume also in a way, that's why people come to people like you, because if all the answers were the same for everybody, I don't think there would be a need, diba, for financial planners, because you could just find all the information online. But then, I think a question that a lot of Lecce fans would have, Broadfit, especially for someone like you, I don't know if there's a catch-all answer. Like you said, money is personal, but you even have a blog, Ready to Be Rich. So here in the Philippines, let's talk about specifically in the Philippines, what do you think is considered rich, and what do you think are the best steps in 2021 to get to that point? If there is an answer for that. If not, I would understand also. But do you have an idea of what rich is in terms of, I guess, money, and how the best way to achieve getting to that point?
Yeah, I would say that wealth is also relative, but I remember reading a report back in 2018 that if you are earning around 140,000 pesos a month, you already belong to 1% of the richest population on earth. So of course, 140,000 pesos a month, that's a lot of money, but that's not really, really big, no? You won't consider yourself really wealthy if you're earning that much. So I guess we have to go back to, how do you define rich? So being rich for me is not just about having a lot of money. For me, it's really about having time freedom. everything that you want to do. And if you have that, then I would say that you are rich. So it's different for each person. So if you're someone who has a family, you're raising children. So of course, for you, being rich means having enough time to spend with your family, also doing self-fulfilling work, and pursuing hobbies, spending time with friends. So if you're able to do all that, I would consider you already rich. But if you have to go to work because you need the money, then there's still a lot of things that you can do to improve your lifestyle. So wealth and being rich is relative. The thing is, you have to define what that means for you. Kasi punta ka kay Manong Fishball, tanongin mo sila, if I give you 1 million pesos, do you consider yourself rich? Of course, they will say yes. But if you go to a vice president of a company, tell them that I will give you 1 million pesos, will you consider yourself rich? Sasabihin nila na, no, that's just a year's worth of my salary, di ba? So, or 6 months worth of my salary. So that's another proof that wealth is relative. So yung boss ko dati na nag-resign ako, yung last work ko, 250,000 pesos a month yung sweldo niya. And I told myself na, wow, sana ganun din kalaki. But I later on found out na, yun nga, it's not really how much money you earn, but how you optimize in the money that you earn. Ibig sabihin, how do you save it? How do you spend it? How do you invest it? Kasi even if maliit lang yung kinikita mo, but you are able to really optimize how you allocate your money, then it will be possible for you to live a life na ideal para sa'yo, no? Ano yung gusto mo. So I guess that's the goal, being able to do the things that you want, being able to have the time freedom to pursue the things that is important sa'yo, and not really work because you need the money lang, no?
So are you saying totoo yung mo money, mo problems? Because I feel like I've had that conversation before with some people na parang, I remember back in college when I only had, let's say, 1,000 every month. Ito lang yung ginagastos ko. But because now I'm working, na I have 30,000 every month, mas dumadami yung ano, mas dumadami yung pinaggagastosan ko. And then I, you know, wala ako nasisave. Imbis na, you know, I just stick to the mentality of having just 1,000 a month, kahit na 30,000 yung meron ako. It's so hard, especially if it's so overwhelming that it's in front of you. First job mo, tas ang laki-laki ng pera mo agad. And you wanna, how do you like get out of that mentality?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that more money, more problems. Ang nangyayari kasi is more money means you have more wants, and that's the thing that creates more problems. Kasi ang dami mo na biglang gusto. So you have to look at ano ba yung mga gusto ko? Ano ba itong mga wish list ko? Which of these would really matter in the long term? So you have to choose na ano ba yung gusto kong i-priority, kasi itong mga to yung talaga makakapagbigay sa akin ng long-term happiness, self-fulfillment. It would make my life more meaningful. And then, dun mo ibuhos yung pera mo. Kasi, yun nga, pag malaking sweldo mo, the temptation to want a lot of things is there. And that's the thing that creates more problem. Tapos sabi nga din nila, wealth is relative. If you have more wealth, you have a lot of relatives also. So that's something na very Filipino rin eh. A lot, when you have a relative na alam mong well-off, usually na laging nahihiraman ng pera, di ba? And pag ikaw yon, di ba, you always get calls or messages from cousins, titos, tita na either they have a business proposal and they want to partner with you, or they are trying to borrow money from you. So I guess the thing to answer is you have to decide, what do I want my life to be? And then just focus on that. No? So there will be distractions na, oy, there's ito bagong trend na parang gusto kong bilhin to, or a lot of my friends are doing this, parang gusto ko rin gawin yon. So if you cannot afford it, if hindi naman talaga kasya sa budget mo, the first thing to ask yourself is there a way that I can afford that? How can I afford that? If not, then you would have to make a sacrifice na that's not my priority, di ba? So, hindi ko siya pwedeng bigyan ng pera. Hindi ko siya pwedeng lagyan ng... hindi ko kayang mag-alat ng budget for that. So, you would have to accept na hindi siya para sa'yo. No? Mm-hmm. So, that's the thing for me. It's not really more money, more problems. It's more money. You creates more wants, and that creates the problems.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, bro, if it's there's a term, is it lifestyle creep? Yun ba yung name ng ano, that term where when you start earning more, your discretionary spending starts becoming like, you know, like what used to be expensive to you is like, oh, I need to have that now. It's more of a necessity rather than a luxury now. Ganun ba yun?
Yes, that's very common, yung lifestyle creep. Habang tumataas yung sweldo mo, nag-upgrade ka din ng lifestyle mo. And sometimes we don't run the numbers kasi problem happens pag hindi mo ni run yung numbers. For example, you're earning 20,000, you just got a 10% raise, so magiging 22,000. Pero ikaw, sa sobrang exciting mo, nag-enroll ka bigla sa isang fitness gym na 3,000 a month yung membership, 'di ba? So that pa lang ano, negative ka na. So you have to run the numbers. And para sa akin, you can actually use yung lifestyle creep ng reverse. Kasi the thing that happens is we see yung salary natin na umaakyat eh. Kaya nag-a-adjust din yung lifestyle natin. Why not try to yung pay yourself first, try to set up an automatic debit doon sa savings account mo na pag may pumasok na pera, mag-online transfer sa isang separate na savings account. So slowly, lumiliit yung number na nakikita mo doon sa ATM mo. And the reverse is true. Mag-a-adjust din yung lifestyle mo. Mas magiging matipid ka rin. And that's also the reason why I usually withdraw money from my ATM para sa budget ko for the week. Tapos nilalagay ko na siya lahat sa wallet ko. Kasi yung ATM, iniiwan ko na siya sa bahay when I go out. I just have my credit card para pang emergency, just in case. But for the whole week, yung gastos ko, nalilimit lang siya kung ano yung nakikita ko doon sa wallet ko. So if I'm trying to save money, binabawasan ko lang. So, for example, for this week, ang budget ko is 5,000 and I need to save some money. Ang ilalagay ko lang 4,500. So, I am able to save 500 per week, no? Yeah, 500 per week. So, ganun lang. Tapos at the end of the week, kung may matira, automatic, punta na din siya sa savings. And then, I just refill it with the same amount. So, you can try to do that. And then see how your lifestyle will also adjust na mas magiging matipid ka kasi nililimit mo yung nakikita mo. Tama yung sinabi ni Rica eh. There's value in seeing money leaving your hands.
Yes. Physically kaya, leave. As in parang, bye-bye!
Yeah.
I'll see you again soon.
Kasi credit card,
isa pang technique yan eh.
Diba? Ano yun, budgets?
Pag buo yung pera mo, parang ayaw mong gastusin. Pag may buo kang 1,000, ayaw mo siyang gastusin. Pero pag 10-100 yung nasa wallet mo, ang bilis maglabas ng pera.
Exactly. So, actually, before Broadfits, medyo ganun din ako. Before when we used to go to work every single day, as in I'd have to go out, I just bring 200 pesos. And either magagastos ko siya for coffee kung feeling bougie ako that day, or for many little things. Basta maubos ko yung 200 pesos ko. I can't do that now kasi nga, I know, like we're at home all the time. That's I actually don't know, Broadfits, if mas magastos ako ngayon now that I'm in the house all the time or hindi. Kasi di ba parang it's so easy online to just order everything. I actually don't know. Nakakita ka ba ng pattern during the lockdown the past year? If people are getting more, you know, parang spendy.
Are they thriftier or are they more spendy?
Mas naging... Mas naging matipid yung mga tao nung umpisa, tapos binawi lahat towards the end of the year kasi they feel so deprived.
I feel you.
So bigla na pagastos. So it's a roller coaster, I would say. And right now, people are spending the way they are spending pre-pandemic. Yun yung napansin ko. Kasi uncertain din kasi yung situation natin. We don't know if the economy is opening up or are we going on a lockdown again. So people are just trying to cope and then they just have to be conscious of their spending. But last year, during this time, April, May, June, July, everyone was thrifty because they are expecting na total shutdown of the economy for the next 6 months. And then come October, November, when we see na, oh, parang nag-survive naman ako, okay naman ako, oy, may parating na Christmas bonus, may ayuda, etc. Everyone was hopeful na by January, February, may vaccine, and it will be back to normal. Ayun, they started spending all their savings nung fourth quarter of the year. So that's what I've observed.
Yeah. Huwag niyo akong tignan. Don't look at me. I agree. Don't look at me.
Honestly, I did the same thing because in the first few months, you're like, who knows? Will we have a job? Whatever. And then, as you said, Brad Fitz, okay pa naman. Tuloy pa naman yung ano, yung trabaho and whatever. Work from home. So I started spending a lot more sa delivery. Sa food. Uh-huh. Oh, man. I spent so much on food. But then I was justifying it like, hindi naman naggastos the last few months. Every week, I'm not going out. So, I mean, I'm pretty good with my budgeting naman. But I've also never spent this much ever before on delivery. I've never bought these random things online pre-pandemic. So in a way, it's kind of balanced, but also I don't know if it's developing a bad habit for
ako, let's ganyan say, ako sa ano eh, groceries.
Post-pandemic.
Before, syempre before bilang pwede naman lumabas, kanya, I would only buy groceries na yung sakto lang yung price or yung brand. Mm. Ngayon, because I want to treat myself because I really can't order online like outside mga fast food. As in, I buy like the expensive yogurt, the kind
of yung hot
cheese.
Sauce ko yung 400 pesos na hot sauce.
Oh, yung ganun. Parang,
sarap eh.
Which just means, tama ba, Broadfits? Na parang, it's also not good to like deprive yourself.
Of course. Yeah. Sa akin naman kasi is, you really just need to be within your budget. And it doesn't really matter kung anong binibili mo, kung mas expensive na brand ba yan or what. As long as you're not spending more than what you're earning. Kasi syempre, di ba, pinaghirapan mo rin yung pera mo. So you buy the things that you want. However, the thing to remember is whenever you're buying something na non-essential, you have to check if you're saying no to something that is essential. For example, yeah, bumili ka nga ng mga expensive brands but ang natira is kulang na pambayad ng kuryente mo. So, hindi man pwede yun. So, you have to take care of the necessary expenses first. And then, kung may matira, then yeah, go ahead. Buy your favorite brands and buy your favorite junk food or condiment. Yeah. Kasi ako, malakas din ako sa mga junk food, I would say. And chocolates.
Oh, yung Nature Valley mo. Ano,
yes. Diba? Oo. Ginastify ko pa yun na healthy siya, pero it's, diba? There are much cheaper brands out there, pero yeah. Kasi
pero sulit. Parang sarap naman nun. Quality.
Yes.
Quality.
Oo.
Brought to you by Nature Valley. Nature Valley.
Brad Pitt, as someone who's obviously clearly very smart with money, wise with money, could you admit your most recent financial blunder or recent something you impulse spent on, maybe you regretted? anything that you regret in recent years to show that you're human, that you're not just a robot with money, like you make mistakes or you don't make mistakes.
I do, no? the most recent purchase that I regret was buying a webcam na feeling ko, mas gaganda yung, yung video ko and all. However, I didn't really take the time to read reviews, alam mo yun, watch videos on YouTube if it's really a good brand. So, binili ko lang siya kasi it was yung Lazada birthday sale. Sige, binili ko na to. Pero it's a bit expensive. Nung dumating siya sa akin, I discovered na hindi pala to ganun ka-compatible sa doon sa system, doon sa laptop ko. And I discovered na it was really a bad purchase. So ang ginawa ko na lang, I tried to sell it, pero walang gustong bumili kasi yun nga, ano pala siya, it's known to have bugs. So ginawa ko na, binigay ko na lang doon sa kapatid ko. Sabi ko, ayan, advance birthday gift ko sa'yo. So,
that's at ano. At least they value pa din, di ba? My love for you, my sibling.
So yeah, there are also some purchases na fail talaga. And number one, because I bought them impulsively. Number two, yun nga, I didn't take the time to read up on this. Especially because, okay naman, may budget naman ako. Sige, bilhin ko na lang. So, sayang. Another one would be, yung may binili kasi akong mechanical keyboard. So, nabudol ako nung friend ko na maganda daw yung mechanical. Oo. So, sabi ko, sige, bilhin ko yan. But it's really a brand na hindi durable. So, after a few weeks na ina-abuse ko yung mechanical keyboard, na napansin ko na it was a bit cheap, pero the quality is not really good. So, sayang din. So,
what's a mechanical keyboard?
Yun yung natatanggal yung mga keys ng Broadfits. You can take
yes, off. Yes,
oh. Okay.
Customizable.
Pero yun, I bought another mechanical keyboard na more expensive, better brand, mas masaya na ako. Pero alam mo yun, yung impulse purchase na I regret, sayang din yung pera, di ba? Ano rin yun, isang Nature Valley na box ulit yun, yung granola bars. Sayang.
Pero Broadfits ako kasi I like buying secondhand stuff. But is there an item or maybe or something na hindi sulit to get secondhand? Please don't say clothes because I buy a lot of secondhand clothes. The joke lang. But is there something that's like not worth buying secondhand?
Underwear?
Oh, definitely. True. That's true. For health reasons, I guess.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, any personal item in that way, no, it would be better to buy it brand new. But pagdating sa second hand, as long as it can serve you well still, depending sa condition, then yeah, I don't have anything against buying second hand.
Yes, a
lot of my gadgets are actually yun nga second hand. What I do is I try to ask friends na nagkaroon ng buyer's remorse or nagkaroon ng impulse purchase ng bagay na gusto kong bilhin. And then, yun, I am able to buy them cheaper. And even cars, actually. I am a big fan of buying second-hand cars. Kasi diba sabi nila, when you buy a brand new car, paglabas mo pala sa garahe, you immediately lose value. So I usually buy mga 3-4-year-old cars pag kailangan ko magpalit. Tapos when my car reaches mga 7-8 years, I try to sell it para makabili ng bago. But it's just a line of second-hand vehicles yung ginagawa ko. And sa akin, I think that's yun yung pinakasulit para sa akin. So I'm also a big fan of second-hand items as long as it's not a personal item, no? Yun.
I love it. Good advice, no? Good advice.
Yeah, actually, okay. So before we talk about your podcast, you know, what you talk about in the podcast, I have like a last one that I think is very, I don't know, it's always been talked about or maybe polarizing, but is it better if you pay installment or cash right away? Right then and there. It's always a thing. And we've always talked about it too, right, JC? In some episodes. And yeah, it's always an issue with me and my friends. Di ko alam kung ba't napupunta dun lagi yung conversation. But what's your opinion on that?
Ano yung bibilhin mo? Can you give an example?
Okay, sabihin natin, an indoor cycling bike. Yun yung pinag-isipan ko. Because it's a little expensive, right? Mm.
Magkano siya?
And I do have the money. Let's say it's 10,000. I do have the money right now. But, you know, laging merong mga, you can pay it actually in 12 months and it's going to be easier
for you. Zero APR.
Yeah, 0% interest. Ganyan. So I'm super confused. So until now, I can't buy it. Kasi nga parang hindi ako makapag-decide. What is better?
How do you find better? If we are just looking at the numbers, what you can do is actually simulate. So for example, 10,000 pesos and ang offer sa'yo ay 10 months, zero interest. So that's 1,000 pesos per month. I would definitely go for the installment. Bakit? Kasi you're just spending the same amount. However, pagbayad mo ng 1,000, yung 9,000 na natira, you can just put it in a high interest bearing savings account or put it in a 30-day time deposit. Then that would make money. So in the end, you end up, alam mo yun, having a little bit of returns. Mm. So I'm usually biased towards installment, especially if it's 0% interest, kasi that allows me to do something else with the money that I have now. But of course, if you're easily tempted to spend on stuff, di ba? It might be better to just buy on cash para hindi ka na matempt na baka mamaya magastos mo pa yung 9,000. Tapos, di ba, next month wala ka ng panghulog sa kanya. And I always try to use it as a bargaining chip, yung paying in cash. Kasi more often than not, they'll give you discount talaga kahit pag sinabi mong paying in cold cash, no? Especially sa mga ano, sa mga appliances, kasi you're usually ang offer talaga diyan ano, installment, etc. But you ask them, if I pay cash, can I get further discount? Yeah. And you talk to the head of the promodizers, no? Not just the sales person. So you try to talk. Kasi sila yung usually may authority na magbigay ng further discount. Kasi ano eh, they usually take out the added amount that they put pag credit card payment. Kasi diba pag credit card, yung credit card company, bawas din yung binibigay, nire-remit dun sa company eh. So since you're paying in cash, you can get some discount. So the answer is, it depends on you. Kung wala kang financial discipline na to be patient and save, and you have a history of impulse purchases, it might be better to just buy in cash. But if you're okay with, alam mo yun, doing some side investing para mas lumaki kahit na maliit na interest lang yung pera, then go for the installment. So personal finance is personal once again. Huh?
There we go.
EBH, I think I would go for the cash kasi wala akong credit card. So I really cannot do the installment. Pwede ba installment sa debit or hindi?
I don't know actually. Pwede, no? Pwede.
Pwede.
Okay. All right. So sige. Okay, let's talk about your podcast. So Broadfits, how did you decide or why did you want to set up a whole podcast? And why is it called The 80%?
All right. So I have friends who've been telling me to start a podcast like 3 or 4 years ago. Pero tinatamad ako. This pandemic has given me the opportunity to start the podcast. The thing is, I really didn't have plans of creating this podcast for the long term. It was just me trying to experiment. Let's see if I can make a podcast. How does this work, etc. And the pandemic happened, and that really allowed me to focus on creating my episodes and right now, no? So I entitled it The 80% because I've been writing about personal finance on my blog. I've been creating videos on YouTube, and all of them are really focused on the technical stuff, like how does the stock market work, what are the budgeting strategies out there, etc. And I believe that a large part of the financial success that people experience is because of the behavior. So the title of the podcast comes from Dave Ramsey, which is a radio show host and financial expert in the US. And he says that financial success is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. So I wanted to focus on 80% on my podcast, meaning focus on the behavioral, the mindset, and how do you establish the habits that will help you succeed in your personal finance. That's why it's entitled The 80%. So yeah, so that's the inspiration for the title. And I've been enjoying it so far. And I think I'll be doing this for, I don't know, for many years. It's actually something that I find easy to create. Kasi audio, I was asking myself na parang dapat pala dati ko pa to sinimulan kasi it's so easy to create content. Unlike pag YouTube, diba, there's still some editing. You have
your lighting, everything.
Yeah, you have to comb your hair. It's a video. Yeah.
Why do you think we're radio people? It's because we don't want to get dressed up. No, but yeah, that's really nice to hear that, you know, you're going to do this for a long time. But would you say, like, what would be your favorite episode so far? Your favorite
na nagawa
so far,
ko.
Na nagawa mo na.
That's a good question. I think yung isa sa mga maraming nag-message sa akin, I would say, is yung how to get out of debt, wherein I invited a guest, si Efren Cruz, no? And we talked about yung how do you exactly pay off your credit card debt. And there's actually one person who sent in a voice message na asking kung ano yung pwede niyang gawin. And I consider it one of my favorite because meron akong psychic income, meaning it allowed me to help a lot of people. And when I started receiving these messages na the episode really gave them concrete steps to take on how they can pay off your debts, alam ko na parang, oy, marami akong natulungan dito. And it felt really good, no? So, I guess that's one of my favorite episodes that I can remember in recent times, no? Yeah.
And as a podcaster, no, Broadfit, I think, because Rika and I always talk about it, whenever we get Leche fan mail from people who say that, you know, you helped us get through a tough time, or you helped us through our board exams, or you're my companion through the late nights. I think you as a podcaster, you must feel the same way, no, when it comes to feedback about your podcast and how it's really helped the grow the I guess their life and make them live a better life. No?
That's right. Yes, psychic income yung term ko sa kanya.
Psychic income, I love it.
Yeah, kasi yun, may emotional reward ka, may sense of self fulfillment that you are able to help someone out there.
Mm.
So, alam ko psychic income yung ano, yung parang isa-psych mo yung sarili mo na magkakapera ka. Ano mo yung makati yung palad ko today? Feeling ko magkakapera ako mamaya.
Oo. Pero alam mo, mas na-excite ako pag kumakati yung pa ako kasi may lakad ako kasi I like that. Uy, meron akong lakad mamaya. Nice. Siguro
bukas. Sabihin, merong panggasto sa lakad.
Your podcast, Brad Fitz, who do you think it's primarily directed to? Is it for everyone? Is it for yuppies, millennials, Gen Z, with the new into the workforce? Or is it for everybody? Who would you say it's
for? Para yun sa mga katulad ko na Gen Z. Hindi ako Gen Z. Those are mainly directed to 25 to 35, I would say. Kasi these are the people who are starting to get serious with their money. These are people who are thinking of, they're probably in a relationship. They're asking themselves, am I ready to get married? And then young couples who are thinking of, how do we start building a family or raising a family? So those are the people that I always think of when I'm creating an episode. So 25 to 35. Yeah.
Cool.
Late, ano ba, early Gen Z, tama ba?
Yeah.
Old Gen Z and young millennials.
Yeah. You know, Brad Fitz, you know, people see you as a industry leader now in terms of finance and whatever. But I'm sure you yourself, you still look up to certain, let's say, I know, KOLs, diba? Key opinion leaders.
Leaders.
who do you look up to? And if you were to recommend other people to kind of learn about money and finance from online, do you have any favorite podcasts or content creators, YouTubers, Twitter thread people that you like or that you would like to recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, well, when a local financial expert, I would say, si Rex Mendoza. I really like, he's a fund manager and also an ex-president of Philam. So he has a lot of financial lessons that you can probably find whenever he does talks online. So I really like his insights when it comes to investing, etc. When it comes to blogs, one of my favorite is yung Simple Dollar. These are American financial bloggers. And si Get Rich Slowly. So those two blogs are what I often read because they also tackle about personal finance behaviors or behavioral finance. Of course, I listen to Dave Ramsey's podcast. He has his own podcast. And on YouTube, I don't know if you know her, see The Financial Diet. So
The Financial
I also
Diet.
Like watch. Yeah. She's a financial planner, but she has a background in psychology. So she really does a lot of great content when it comes to discussing personal finance behavior. So
I'm subscribed.
I've been. You're subscribed to her.
I didn't know I was subscribed. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, those are the people that I usually consume when it comes to personal finance. But in fact, I actually watch and read more about productivity and self-improvement. Kasi lagi akong tinatanong din eh, na ano daw yung mga libro na binabasa ko. And then people are always surprised na I don't answer yung mga finance books, books about the stock market. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sabi ko, para sa akin kasi, if you focus on self-development and self-improvement, you become more productive. And then when you're more productive, you can earn more. And then when you earn more, you can save more and then you can invest more. So para sa akin kasi, a lot of people are usually focused on investing. I need to invest. Pero kasi yung pera na pwede mong i-invest, that is limited to the amount of money that you can save. Diba? Mm-hmm. And that itself is also limited. Yung savings mo, that is limited by the amount of money that you can earn. However, yung earnings mo, yun yung unlimited. So, if you focus on creating multiple sources of income, then you can save more and then you can invest more. So, it makes sense to focus on how
growing
do
yourself.
I... Yes. Kasi if you are more productive, you try to become a better person, di ba? Your potential to make more money increases. And then that's what will help you to save and invest more and create the life that you want, the rich life that you want for yourself. So that's the reason why I like watching videos of Thomas Frank and Matt Devella. You mentioned that.
Matt Devella. I love Matt Devella.
And Ali Abdaal. So these productivity gurus on YouTube, these are also I watch more of their videos actually. Mm.
Broadfitz, just a quick question, just for the books, if you could pick, I know you've probably read a lot, but if you could maybe list two or three that you think would be essential to read for to gain more success and personal growth.
Well, I would say Atomic Habits. That's
James Clear.
Really one of the that's one of the books that has really changed how I carry on with my life.
Yeah.
I like the line that he said that we don't rise to the level of our goals, but we fall to the level of our systems, which is very true. If you want to improve your life, you have to look at the things that you do every day. Mm-hmm. So that's one, Atomic Habits. And then another book that has really changed the way I live is yung The Daily Stoic, si Ryan Holiday.
Yes, yeah. I like
so,
that.
He has several books, yung the Obstacle is the Way and all of that. But The Daily Stoic is something na, kasi para siyang journal. So something that has also recently helped me not just cope with the pandemic, but also have more self-awareness on how I live and be intentional with the things that I do. So yeah, those are my most recent picks that I mm-hmm. would recommend people to read.
Actually, so, I know. Sina Ayin and Riza from Camp Confidence, they recently really highly promoted James Clear's Stone. Atomic Habits. Okay. Which is a great book. I read it last year, I think. I think I talked about it on my solo podcast. It's a great book, Reeks. You should read it too.
Yeah, actually, right now, I'm listening to a lot of podcasts, about, I think I'm listening to the Stoic Coffee Break. I like how the Stoics think and how they tackle life. And right now, I'm trying to develop it and develop it in my life. But yeah, okay. So maybe last one. What do you want to say?
Question.
Yeah, or just a message, thoughts. I guess, to our listeners when it comes to being financially ready for your life.
All right. So hello sa lahat ng mga Leche fans, and I really hope you learned something new and something useful dito sa episode na to. And if I would leave you with something to remember or something to think about, I would say that I would repeat that personal finance is personal. I've met a lot of people trying to copy what other people are doing, trying to compare themselves with other people. But at the end of the day, it's really about what you value in your life. And you have to really work on the things that matter to you. So kahit na bago yung TV, bago yung kotse ng kapitbahay nyo, you don't have to buy that. Kasi kung hindi naman siya part of your values, di ba? It doesn't make sense to have what other people have. And just because you read somewhere na may yumaman kasi nag-invest sa Bitcoin or mayroong yumaman kasi nag-invest dito sa particular stock market na to, doesn't mean na pag ginawa mo rin yon, you will also succeed. Mm-hmm. Because each one of us have different skills, different knowledge, different interest. So it's important for you to know yourself, to be aware of your core competencies, the things that you are passionate about. Kasi yung mga yon ang makakatulong sa'yo to improve your finances. So your education will dictate your execution. So having a growth mindset, being open to learning new things, to discovering what will be interesting for you, that is one of the best things that you can do to be able to determine kung ano ba yung mga pwede mong gawin para yumaman ka or paano mo i-improve yung finances mo. So it's not just about copying what other people are doing, but really falling in love with learning, being open to a lot of things. Kasi kung interested ka sa isang bagay, it will be something na madali mong matutunan, and you can definitely leverage that to earn more money for you. And once you create more income, you can save more, you can invest more, and then you can reach yung definition mo of being wealthy. So yeah, that's it.
I love it.
Di unscripted, eh?
Oh, di unscripted, guys. Yeah, off the fly.
From the heart.
You know what? I think this calls for like a part two, because
There's so many questions.
I know, and once you mentioned investing or business,
wala
I had
pa
so
na,
many other
usapan.
Questions. I know, but yeah, but you know what? Of course, we don't want to keep you, but thank you for agreeing, you know, to join us on the show for Lechika. But definitely, there will be part two. Tama ba,
Brad Pitts? For sure. Di pa natin naman. Napausapan yung mga entrepreneurship, ano pa, investing.
Actually, I dodged the question why I don't have a credit card. That's a whole other conversation. But thank you so much, Broadfits. Do you want to promote anything before we say goodbye?
Well, I hope they can check out my podcast, The 80%. So I'm with The Halo Halo Show in Podcast Network Asia. So we're part of the same Podcast Network family. So please follow The 80% Podcast. And I'm looking forward to having you on one of my episodes also. JC Envy ka. So, invite Yay! Ko rin kayo. Ah.
Should be about credit cards.
So, abangan nyo.
Dapat tungkol sa credit cards. Ah. Why you should or should not get one.
Oh my gosh. Polarizing topic. But there we go. Okay, so it's the 80% on Spotify and on Instagram as well.
Instagram, Broadfits, no? Broadfits.
Broadfits, no? On social media, I'm Broadfits, B-R-O-D-F-I-T-Z. And if they want to know or if they want to learn how they can reach me and they want to see all the other online content that I put out, they can just go to my portal. It's at readytoberich.com. So they'll find links going to my Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. They can also send me an email through that. So readytoberich.com, that's my content network portal.
Okay. We'll add all of that to the podcast description for this Tres Leches. So we'll add it. So if you're listening, if you're too lazy to type, you know, link for the lazy, nandiyan lang lahat yan sa nasa podcast mix description.
Yeah, okay. So thank you. Thanks, super.
Listen to the 80%.
Maraming salamat din.
Thank you.
And of course, Brad Fitz, you've listened to our Tres Leches before, so we do the extra, but you have to do the Hala Hala Show. G?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Excited.
Ready?
Na.
Okay. Yeah.
Rick and G, let's go.
Do, 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 do.
Pop, 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 da, do.
Hello, hello, show.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.